Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said a sign in a store said, "Feel free to discuss your problems here, but be sure you don't create any." We appreciate the opportunity of being with you today. We're glad you're able to study and we're able to talk about those things that are taught in the Word of God. The Bible's God's book. It's a book God has given to us to help us to understand what is necessary in regard to our lives in order to please Him. So we're glad to be able to study about it. All right, we return now to our study, and we were talking about the word tradition. Tradition, generally speaking, means something handed from one person to another or one generation to another, and it is accepted and followed. Well, tradition, when we just use the term, doesn't designate the origin of tradition. Where did that tradition come from? Paul, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and chapter 3 as well, used the term tradition referring to things that he had taught the early Christians. And so the origin was from God, because Paul was an inspired man of God. But sometimes tradition is just simply something handed from one generation to another without any Bible backing. And so the discussion between Jesus and the scribes and the Pharisees in Matthew 15, they had come and they'd said, "Our tradition, the tradition of the elders, is that you observe ceremonial washings before you eat bread." But Jesus' disciples did not wash their hands before they ate bread. And so how would they answer along this line? How would the Lord answer? Well, Jesus said to them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition?" In other words, it was not the command of God. It's a tradition of human origin, and they were using that tradition of human origin to violate the command of God. Now notice an illustration that Jesus used to help them to see that they were violating God's commandment by their tradition. In verse 4, Jesus said, "God commanded, saying, 'Honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death.'" All right, here's the commandment of God. So that's a tradition that you and I even observe today, honor father and mother. But we do it not because it has been handed from one generation to another, but rather because its origin is from God. That just simply means God said, honor your father and your mother. Well, he went ahead to say, instead of their honoring that commandment of God, they took the tradition of the elders and violated that commandment that God had given. Now, here's what their answer was. "You say, whosoever shall say to his father or mother, 'It is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me,' and honor not thy father and thy mother, he shall be free. Thus have you made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition." Now the tradition, and this is further identified if you read the book of Mark as it tells about this same circumstance, the record says they had a tradition they called Corban. Corban was when the person would take his money and say that what I have belongs to the temple. And then, if it belongs to the temple, it can't be used except in that manner. Well, what about honoring father and mother? I can't support my parents, they would say, because my money's already given to the temple. And therefore, I can't carry out the instruction about honoring father and mother. Jesus said, this is a classic example of you by human tradition violating the command of God. They had said, we will not take care of the command that God gave, our parents. We can't take care of it because our tradition prohibits us doing so. In this case, tradition of origin coming from God would be upheld. Honor thy father and thy mother. That came from God, and they ought to uphold that. But the tradition of the elders, which came of human origin and did not come from God, needed to be rejected. Now, what does all of this mean? It simply means that the Bible uses the term tradition in at least two ways. One having to do with that which came from God, the other having to do with that which came from human origin. That just simply means the doctrines and the commandments of men. Well, if you look with me down to verses 8 and 9 in this particular passage, Jesus has told them, you have used Corban, you've used this doctrine of man to violate the commandment of God. And he says this in verse 8, this people draweth nigh unto me with their hearts, honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching four doctrines. Here's what we're talking about now, the commandments of men. So what was the origin of their tradition? The origin was from man, not from God. So it becomes obvious that we need to encourage people to hold tradition. But what tradition? The tradition that came from God, not the tradition that is held by man. Now, there are some traditions that are really, they don't make any difference one way or the other. We might even think about our worship unto God, the order of our worship. You could change the order, the number of songs that are sung, where the prayer is in the public worship. All of that would have nothing to do with the changing of God's commandment. But if we would go through the worship and decide there are certain things that God authorized that we're not going to do, then we're using human tradition and violating commandments that have come from God. Now, keeping all of that in mind, in our study this week, we'd like to talk to you about the tradition that we have been taught of divine origin coming from God. And notice the importance of holding that tradition, holding steadfast in that which is of biblical origin, not that which is of the origin of man, the doctrines and the commandments of men. Please be with us again tomorrow when we talk some more about this issue. We hope you'll be able to do so. Remember, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.